And now for something a little bit different. What happens when you take two airline pilots, a bunch of flight attendants, and some weird passengers and put them in a plane for 2 hours?
Well, you're against SkyTalk Radio, I'm guessing.
That's exactly right. An aviation podcast that blows the boring lid off of airline flying. It's SkyTalk Radio.
SkyTalk Radio brought to you by AirSpeedJunkie.com. Fine manufacturers of aviation apparel and accessories.
Okay, Curbs, this is an email that I got on the SkyTalk Radio website, and are you there?
I'm here!
Okay, I thought I heard something just kind of funky.
I fell off my chair.
That sounds about right. Okay, so here's the question. You're going to love this. Well, maybe you won't love it, but I think it's kind of funny. This is from a flight attendant. All right. And it says, this is a classic question. I hear it all the time. It says, why are pilots so
good looking?
No.
Why? Helpful.
They are helpful, but I'm going to say no.
Okay. I got to dig deep here. Sensitive. Deep. Deeper?
No. A little deeper.
Caring.
Caring. I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
I'm out of ideas.
All right. It says, why are pilots so cheap? You know, sometimes this drives me absolutely crazy because it always seems to be like some brand new flight attendant. You guys are so cheap. So I thought, you know, we'd take a couple minutes here and answer the question of why pilots sometimes appear to be cheap. And I'm sure this is, you can attest to this, you know. I think a lot of people don't understand the background of pilots and that most pilots have to go through an extensive amount of training. And almost all of them, I think everyone that I know, has paid for theirs themselves.
True.
And, you know, back when I was learning how to fly, you know, when the earth was still cooling,
That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. The cost was like $70,000. And I know it's gone up tremendously a lot more. But a lot of times, you know, you come out of that thing and you are just super, super in debt. And, you know, a lot of guys, they come out of this thing, and I came out as a flight instructor and I was making $8,000 a year, my first year pay. And so you get into this mode of like trying to be conservative. What did you do when you first got done with your ratings, flying wise?
I was flying air ambulances in the middle of the night on a 24/7 schedule on a beeper, and we basically got paid by the mileage. So, if you didn't fly, you didn't get paid. So, made about the same amount of money as you did, Kenny. Not so much, you know. So you subsidize in other ways, you know. Like I know you did other things too, but I didn't have to flight instruct. I pumped gas. You know, I had to. You know, make the money somewhere.
Yeah, I hear you. And even when I started moving up, I went to a commuter airline, and I was only making $12,000 a year, which actually qualified for food stamps.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I mean, nobody would think. Okay, that's. You know, that's kind of a rough start after you put so much money into your career.
And
I think maybe she doesn't understand. A lot of these guys are paying back loans you go into, I remember the first time that I got furloughed, which is something that happens a lot in the industry, is, you know, airlines, the pilots are expendable. And if something goes bad in the economy or we have a war, the first thing they do is get rid of the pilots. And you go back to what we call living in existence mode. And I'm sure you've been there. You know, you eat the ramen noodles and you try to get a free newspaper. That's always used to be a joke back in the, when papers were, were a big deal. But, you know, crew meals were like, hey, a crew meal was okay. I don't have to buy a meal.
But, you know, Ken, that's true. I mean, I used to, you know, had plenty of girlfriends who would feed me food.
Yeah. I used to do layovers, that would end up so I could go to my parents' house
yeah,
and show up for dinner. You know, you have that opportunity. And I even remember my mom teaching me when I was in college. Now, you go to the store and you buy a chicken, and this is 10 ways that you can make a chicken last a week. And, you know, when you're a starving college student, that was great. But that came in handy later on. And I think a lot of times pilots are just playing catch up with their 401ks or their retirement plans. And they know, hey, if we get some of these wing nuts out there that want to blow stuff up here in the United States, that has a big impact on the airline industry.
But I got to ask you a question. The old saying, you've heard us a lot of the airline pilots, sorry, we're picking on airline pilots or pilots in general. It's like, is the old saying is like, you know, an airline pilot will step over a dollar or pick up a dime. What does that mean?
Well, I think a lot of guys don't really probably plan that well and do things or figure out how to make meals that cost less. And so that's where they could be saving that dollar. And yet they'll, you know, they see a quarter on the jetway and they'll stop and pick that up and probably. That's the time when your crew is right behind you and they're like, oh, my gosh, just leave it for the little people.
Yeah, I don't know, man, but yeah, something's got to break. You know, I'm on the road. And I don't know about you, Ken. I'm not that cheap. I have bumped up my tips to $2. I mean, dollar nowadays is pretty cheap. That was 20 years ago, right?
Yeah. Well, you've evolved, Curbs. See, you're a big time airline pilot.
Living the dream.
Yeah, but you know there is another reason why pilots just might seem cheap to some of these newer flight attendants and maybe some of the other crew.
How's
you know what that is, right?
No, what?
Maybe we just don't like you that much.
That's true.
I don't want to buy you coffee and lunch and dinner and, you know, I just met you. Get to work. Hey, that could be the answer.
Get to work.
Yeah. Well, there's the answer. Here's a dollar. Go wash my car.
And back by popular demand from the archives of 70s TV, it's another episode of How Come?
Well, I guess you heard the exciting news that happened to me the other day. I bought a raffle ticket and won a ride in a World War II B-17 bomber.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad.
How come?
Well, you know, it's an old airplane and, you know, the heater doesn't really work that well. And I found myself so cold I could hardly move.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good.
How come?
Well, I got up to stretch my legs, and I was able to warm up a little bit, so I started my way back up to the cockpit.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad.
How come?
Because on my way, I fell out the bomb bay doors, and down I went.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good.
How come?
Well, we were only 5 feet off the ground, so no
biggie. Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad.
How come?
Well, I landed right on top of a guy pulling the chocks out of the airplane.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good.
How come?
Well, because I didn't get hurt very bad except for my pride.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad.
How come?
Well, it turns out the guy was really a girl and she broke her leg.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good.
How come?
Well, I felt bad, so I was compelled to visit her in the hospital.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad.
How come?
Well, since I broke her leg, I thought it would be nice to bring her some flowers. But as soon as I got there, I found out that she was allergic to flowers, and she started to sneeze something terrible.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good.
How come?
Well, I took those flowers home to my wife.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad.
How come?
Because I forgot to take the card out of the flowers that said, sorry, I broke your leg.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good.
How come?
Well, I had to explain why I ended up buying flowers for another woman, and she got so mad she decided to go to her mother's for the weekend.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad.
How come?
Well, she took the flowers and the pot roast that she had in the oven with her.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good.
How come?
So I called some of my buddies and we had pizza and drank beer and played cards all night.
Oh, that's good.
You're darn right that's good. Well, Curbs, you know what that means.
No, what?
It means it's time to pack up your flight bag.
Already? It seems like we just got started.
Nope. Show's over, man. Get in your plane and go home. Hey, listen, if you're enjoying the stories on Sky Talk Radio, how about showing us a little bit of love?
Yeah, we need some of that social media
fame. How about going over to our Facebook page and giving us one of those thumbs up things, or maybe download an episode or two on our website, or even better, a review on iTunes.
Yeah, we can use all the help we can get. We're trying to get the word about how fun Sky Talk Radio is. So help us out, okay?